This is a statewide election update from the California Report. Good evening, I'm Scott Schaefer. Well, the polls have been closed for 20 minutes in California, and based on exit polls, it looks like Democrats Jerry Brown and Barbara Boxer are in for a good night in their races for governor and the U.S. Senate. With me here in the studio is Mark DiCamillo, director of the Field Poll. And Mark, the LA Times is projecting that both Brown and Boxer are going to win. You've been looking at the numbers that they're basing that projection on. What do you see?
Well, they both have had comfortable leads throughout all of the exit poll waves, and what you do see is very strong support for the Democrats among women. That was a constituency, certainly, that Whitman and Fiorina were trying to broaden the base of Republican support. Doesn't seem to have been successful. Women are voting for the Democrats by double-digit margins. Ethnic voters are also strongly for the Democrats. Ethnic voters are probably one of the reasons why California is such a blue state. We're each election cycle, we have more and more ethnic voters, and the Republicans have had trouble gaining support among them.
Your polls through the last couple of months have shown steady and growing leads for Jerry Brown and Barbara Boxer. How did they do that? Is it what you said? Is it these independent voters, the women, and was there a key moment in either of those races?
Well, I think the races were different. With the Whitman campaign, I really do think that the housekeeper controversy really cut into her campaign because it got her off message. She was on the defensive. It did real damage among Latino voters, and it just dominated the headlines, especially in Southern California LA TV markets for about a week, and it focused attention on illegal immigration. So that was a big problem for the Whitman campaign. I think it was the turning point in that race. For Boxer, we just saw throughout the campaign stronger support with each passing poll, and it looks like she will even exceed the pre-election polls.
Mark DiCamillo of the Field Poll. We have reporters around the state tonight, including our Sacramento Bureau Chief, John Myers. He's with Jerry Brown's campaign for governor at the Fox Theater in Oakland. And John, as we mentioned, all the pre-election polls showed Brown leading Meg Whitman, and now we have some projections from the networks and the LA Times. How are they feeling with the Brown campaign tonight?
Well, I'm sure you won't be surprised, Scott. They feel pretty good here. I mean, they have not wanted to seem confident all day. They told reporters, you know, they thought they finished the race strong, but they didn't want to be overconfident. And, yeah, all these polls over the last few weeks have shown Brown in the lead. So his folks have felt very good going into tonight. And, you know, we're probably going to be talking about something that I want to mention here that's a historical footnote tonight. Only one person has ever won a race for governor three times in California. It was Earl Warren. Jerry Brown, if he wins tonight, would be the second one. And, you know, there's some history there, certainly, if these numbers hold up and if the Brown crowd gets what they want.
John, Jerry Brown is more or less tonight by himself. By that, I mean he's not with some of the other campaigns. Barbara Boxer is in Southern California. Is that in keeping with his style, do you think, that of kind of going his own way?
Well, I mean, you know, I think the word we use with Jerry Brown a lot is iconoclast. I mean, you know, exactly. Brown does things his own way. Oakland is his adopted hometown. He was mayor here for a very long time, of course. We're sitting in the Fox Theater, a renovated, beautiful, old, historic 1920s theater that Jerry Brown led part of the charge in revitalizing this part of Oakland. I think he feels at home here, and this is a very friendly crowd, and I'll tell you what, it's going to be a happy crowd if the numbers, as we should say, if, hold up.
He was very strongly criticized over the summer when Meg Whitman was spending a lot of money with ads against him. It looks like his strategy was pretty wily at this point, doesn't it?
It does indeed. And, you know, we should point out, while obviously Meg Whitman spent a really huge amount of money, I mean, this is the most expensive statewide race in American history, let's not forget that organized labor spent about $30 million in independent campaign efforts to help Brown, to pound Meg Whitman with those ads, and they may have been effective from what we see.
All right, John Myers tonight with the Jerry Brown campaign, what looks like is going to be a victory party. We'll get back with him later in the evening. Los Angeles Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark is at the Hyatt Regency in Irvine, where Republican Senate candidate Carly Fiorina is holding her election night celebration. And Chrissy, how are the Fiorina people feeling about the campaign they've just completed against Barbara Boxer? Do they feel they did everything they could to win?
Well, the campaigning is barely over, frankly. Fiorina's volunteers and backers just started arriving to the campaign party here at the Hyatt once the polls closed at 8. They've been out in the world tonight trying to get out every vote that they can muster. I spoke with Ron Nehring, the chairman of the California Republican Party, and as he put it, the world is run by those who show up at the polls. That's especially true in a race like this. There are so many more Democrats in California than Republicans. So the Fiorina campaign is really putting their hopes in high voter turnout with their party. Of course, based on the exit numbers that we're seeing so far, that is still a toss-up.
And are they at least taking solace, Ron Nearing, from the California Republican Party and others at the national results? It looks, well, for sure, the Republican Party is going to take over the House.
Exactly. And in fact, Ron Nearing just made his first public appearance as the party is getting started. And they're focusing on the positive right now and on what they do know. They're talking about Van Tran and his likely win and the fact that, as they put it, Nancy Pelosi is going to be retiring soon.
All right. Chrissy Clark tonight with the Fiorina campaign in Irvine. We'll be going back to her later. And Van Tran, by the way, is a state assemblyman, a Republican, running against Loretta Sanchez for the only Democratic congressional seat in Orange County. And as Chrissy just said, they have high hopes of taking that seat away from the Democrats. Mark DiCamillo from the field poll, you projected before this election that for the first time in a general election, more than half of the ballots would be cast by mail. What impact does that have?
Well, it certainly really negates or minimizes the effect of these last-minute get-out-the-vote drives, because you just have a minority of the vote actually being cast on election day. So you really have to focus the get-out-the-vote throughout the entire 2 or 3 week period in which mail ballot voters have their ballots in hand. Otherwise, you're missing the biggest segment of the vote now.
And many of those vote by mail or absentee ballots were taken to the polls today. Do you have any sense of how many and when those get counted?
Well, traditionally, the votes that get just handed in today will not be counted for weeks. I mean, the registrars have their hands full just trying to conduct an election on election day, so they really put aside the additional mail ballots that are handed in or that they even receive by mail. It could be 1.5 to 2 million votes that still will be uncounted when we see the totals tomorrow morning.
So any race that's close as we go to bed tonight is by no means over.
Very much so.
We have just a few seconds left, Mark. Going back to the exit poll numbers, two big propositions, Prop 19 to legalize medical marijuana. What does that show?
The exit polls were showing that going down, pretty consistent with what most of the pre-election polls were showing in the final couple weeks.
And that just really lost steam as it got closer to the election, didn't it?
It did. And also the effect that maybe it might have had on younger voters turning out, that never materialized.
And then quickly, Mark, AB 23, rather Proposition 23, that would repeal AB 32.
Well, that one doesn't look like it's going to pass either, but we're basing that just on the raw vote that we're seeing right now.
All right. Mark DiCamillo of the Field Poll. We'll be back at 9 o'clock on most of these stations with more results and analysis. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is live election night coverage from the California Report.